Modern medicine has been staggeringly successful in delivering better health and longer lifespans, but doctors are still struggling to treat chronic, often lifestyle-related killers like cancer and heart disease, which is one reason why many people are turning to alternative therapies. But according to Toby Murcott, author of The Whole Story, Alternative Medicine on Trial, only a handful of these have been properly tested, and many scientists dismiss them as nonsense. So what evidence is there for the efficacy of alternative therapies?
Very patchy, very scattered, but there are some bits of good hard evidence. The overwhelming bulk of evidence is anecdotal. Now, this is very compelling because it's people telling stories to other people, and we all love stories. We love listening. Oh, yes, I can sympathise that. Oh, you poor thing. And it worked. Isn't that fantastic? That's very compelling on a personal level, but from a more objective scientific point of view, it doesn't really hold much water. There are some studies that are being done on different types of complementary medicine, and they are starting to show some potentially interesting results. For example, probably the best known is acupuncture. There's quite a lot of good evidence now that shows that acupuncture works well, or as well as many other types of analgesics, things like paracetamol or aspirin, works as well for many different types of pain, particularly things like muscular pain, like lower back pain, or where you've strained a muscle running, something like that. So acupuncture, there's a lot of evidence. There's an awful lot of research being done into homeopathy, but the evidence that it works is very, very thin. This is perhaps one of the most hotly debated areas because the evidence can be interpreted in more than one way, which is the case for every single bit of scientific evidence in the world. There's always another possible interpretation. You have two groups of people broadly fighting over the same data. The advocates who say, yes, it works, and these data prove it, and the naysayers, the critics, who say, it doesn't work, and these data prove it. So you've got two extremes, acupuncture at one end, homeopathy at the other end. And then in the middle, you've got some interesting things, like there's a therapy called Bowen therapy, which is a very, very gentle manipulation of soft tissue. It feels like somebody is gently pushing on your skin. It's really very subtle. Yet, there is preliminary evidence that Bowen therapy works very well for a condition called frozen shoulder, which is a very nasty complaint, often hits people in their 40s and upwards, and it means you can't move your shoulder. And yet, there's a very interesting preliminary study that was done in 2001 that showed that six half-hour sessions of Bowen therapy improved the mobility of somebody's shoulder by 70%, and that improvement lasted. Normally, when you go to a doctor or a physiotherapist for Bowen therapy, they will say it'll get better by itself. It'll take 18 months to 4 years or so. And in extreme, you can have surgery on it if it really doesn't get better. Six sessions of Bowen therapy seem to make an improvement that's a dramatic and lasting one.
Do you think that complementary alternative medicine has sort of an intrinsic problem when it comes to evidence because of the very fact that it looks at everybody individually and therefore it's very difficult to turn around and say, well, here's a nice controlled, double-blind, placebo, etc., etc. trial, which we can actually go forward scientifically and say, this proves it?
You've hit the nail on the head, absolutely. Testing a drug is relatively straightforward. You take a drug, you take a dummy, you get two groups of people who've all got the disease, divide them into two at random, give one group the dummy drug, give one group the real drug. If the people with the real drug got better more than the dummy group, it works. In order to make that effective, you have to do something called double blind. And that means that neither the doctor who's giving the treatment nor the patient who's receiving it knows what the treatment is. Now, that's fine for a drug. Think about, say, Bowen therapy, for example, where you actually lay hands on. Now, it's perfectly possible to give a dummy Bowen therapy to a patient and they not know what they're getting, but it's completely impossible to tell a Bowen therapist, OK, give a dummy treatment, but pretend you're giving a real one. So for so many of these treatments, you can't do a double blind, so it has to be a single blind, which is one notch down than the gold standard of this double blind randomised trial. And then you have the problem where a lot of complementary therapies are not a single therapy, but there's more than one thing going on at the same time. For example, you might go to a homeopath who will listen to you for an hour, and so you'll have an element of a therapeutic interaction there, that conversation. Then the homeopath may suggest that you change your lifestyle in some way, do a little bit more exercise. And because of the nature of the interaction, you say, OK, fair enough, I'll do that. And so you do your little bit more exercise. And then they will give you their homeopathic remedy. So you've got three things going on simultaneously. And science and clinical trials are very bad at looking at more than one thing going on at the same time. So you can't do a double blind. You can't easily look at something where more than one thing is going on at the same time. And so many complementary therapies fall into that group. So in order to look at them, we actually have to invent some new tools for medical research. The ones that we have for studying drugs aren't that applicable to the majority of complementary therapies.
That's Toby Murcott, author of The Whole Story.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.